Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. I want to say three topics. One, going for dreams. Three topics. One, going for dreams. The second topic is on leadership and move forward. Now, when I talk about these topics, they are important because I came to Hollywood to go for my dream. You know, my dream was to be in the music industry. You know, I wanted to be the next, you know,
Ed Sheeran, or the next Justin Bieber, the next Axl Rose, the next whoever.
And, you know, I wanted to have that big hit. I wanted to be on the pop charts. You know, all those dreams. That was my dream and still is. I just want to say, I went to the Grammy Museum the other day, and, you know, I talked to somebody about my CD, and I gave a CD, you know. The thing is that I went there because the Grammy is the symbol of, you know, the rewards, the dream of being a successful musician. And it was so great to be there. You know, and it's a dream that has been going on for decades. So I will say that it's an up and down thing. It's very time consuming. You know, it was a lot of starving days and starving nights continuously go on. You know, the time to get exposed and get to the next level. It's so hard, but all I can say is that if I enjoy what I'm doing and I make some progress at it, I go to one step to another, because this has been a slow climb. It took me years to even get a record out on an indie label, and I want to go further from an indie label up to, you know, to the major label and stuff like that. So it took a very, very long time. And not to mention, I was harassed for this Hollywood dream. I suffered so much targeting, harassment by people who were jealous of my talent or who didn't want to see my dream come true, or who even wanted to steal my song from me. But all I can say is, I got to go for that dream. You know, it's like I'm in a professional business. Professional means money is being made when my song is released. I make money for my song in some way, more than 1 cent. 1 cent or more. 1 cent or more. I mean, professional. I did not come out to Hollywood or come to LA to be an amateur. I did not come to out here, Hollywood, LA, to sit around and play, and that's it. I came to sit and play, to get to the next level, to make a living, to have the dream, to be in front of crowds, to write a song that could be popular. I done all I could, from the compilations to performing so many times at the Sunset Strip, the Valley, LA, Delta LA, to trying for bands and they never worked out, to getting rejected by tons of managers, to so many things. It's been very difficult. And, you know, sometimes I question myself. I was like, you know, sometimes I say, well, maybe I feel like giving up. And that's understandable. I've been doing it for decades. But I can't for now. I can't because it's such a part of me. It's almost like my arm now to come up with a song or you know, I play the keyboard and I make a song. Make a song and sing it. So going for the Hollywood dream has been so difficult. It's been, I practically fell off the cliff. But I'm going to continue to go for it for as long as I possibly can. It's such time-consuming a situation, and I'm not going to give up. If my Hollywood dream can come true, now going for dreams is part of being happy, but I lost a lot on the way. I lost my family. I already had a bad life, and it added on to like feeling inadequate. So I had to realize I'm a good person. I have a gift of music. And the starving days and starving nights to believe that my dream can come true are still there, and I believe it can. Wow. The reality it has set in to say there's so many obstacles and so much indifference, still believe. But believing is one thing. In order to make it come true, I had to do things to get there, and I done it. And I still will. Because going for dreams is part of the second topic, leadership. If I want to be a leader to myself or to be happy or to take the initiative, I have to go do what I like or what makes me happy. You know, leadership is really about being happy with oneself. I had to be happy with oneself. So going for my musical dreams or doing something that makes me happy. It's not a... I couldn't lead myself if I'm not happy or doing something I don't want to. I bring this up because there are people in my environment who are saying things that are practically not going to happen. You know, like they say I'm a lead because I had some experience in working in psychology because. I guess I naturally can connect to clinical psychology in some ways because I had so many bad experiences as a child and adolescent and as an adult. Working in clinical psychology, I had a traumatic experience. I had so many traumatic experiences. So, and I saw other things. So I decided not to be a clinical psychologist because, you know, I just don't have that patience. It's just not my talent. My talent is music or maybe academia or something, you know, in that sense. And I say academia because I'm going to get to that because that's like something to fall back on, you know, because I did see my musical dream come true, you know. And, you know, when these people say, oh, I'm going to be a leader, I'm going to be a manager, I'm going to be a program manager, I'm going to be a director. And I was like, I would never be a leader in that because that's not something I want to do, first of all. I don't know why they would say things that are not practical or not going to happen. The best thing I would say for those type of people, because I studied leadership in college, my master's, MPA, is that leadership starts within. They can lead themselves. If they want a leader in clinical psychology or run a mental health center, then why don't they go get some experience and go to school and get their BA in psychology or an MA in psychology or get an MBA or get a PhD and then they can make their wants and dreams come true. That's how you make dreams come true. You have to take the initiative. If I go with music, I say I can't just say I want to make it in music, you know, I have to go to a place that that can help me get there, you know, and that's how I, like New York, I could have went to New York, I did go to New York, and I starved, I was going to Hollywood, so I came to Hollywood to make the dream, I made demos, I went out singing, I became a member of Broadcast Music Incorporated, I tried to do things to get myself to that next level. So we have to take the initiative, and leadership involves initiative. And that's the thing. I don't have the initiative to be a caseworker, or I don't have the initiative to be a programmer. But if they want that to happen, they can. They have to put the hard work and be patient for it to happen. Otherwise, they should not be saying something that is practically not going to happen. Because leadership involves truths and involves doing something that we really love to do first. So that's not something I want to do. What I really want to do is be an entertainer or be, or for, you know, on the practical side, have something to fall back and be a teacher, be involved in something and learning, you know, like higher education college, be a professor or a lecturer or something like that. It was, is not my, or something in that regard, it is not my determination or initiative to be a leader of a mental health center. So if they want a leader in a mental health center, they, you know, they should consider going to school or volunteering, getting experiences and doing things in that regard. They should not be coming up to me and saying that, that they want me to be a leader, because that's not leadership. Actually, they kept saying it over and over for many years to the point where it became harassment. And they harassed me because I didn't want to be a program manager. And that's like, okay, these people are not well. You don't harass people. They're trying to make me be something to make me do something that they want. They're trying to make me do something that they want, and that's not fair to me. That's wrong. That's wrong. Because, you know, what they want is not going to happen, ever happen. So my suggestion to them is look within and take care of themselves, then they can be a leader to themselves. Because before we can be looking for leaders or whatever, we have to lead ourselves and be healthy ourselves. And secondly, an initiative to do things. They want to be a leader, go to school and volunteer and do things in the mental health community. I don't want to do that for a living. Reason are because of bad experiences that I had and directly with certain people, not just employment, but also with being harassed and stuff. To be a victim of a crime is one big reason I can't be in mental health. Someone with a mental health problem targeting me, you know, it's like, but, you know, it's okay. They need help. And my strong suggestion is to them to go get help themselves and to go to someone who actually wants to be a leader or who is a leader, like a director or some psychologist or something who's already in that field and go to them for advice, because I'm not an expert. But in general, leadership comes from within. It's what we want to do. It's the initiative to be somebody and to go after something, after what we want, that's positive and make us feel good. So that's what leadership is about, really. So what, you know, the leaders are feel, you know, when you call leaders, you talk about people, you know, who, you know, enthuse, you know, in a corporation, a leader is the cheerleader, the enthused person, but they also, you know, be involved in, you know, making decisions. But before we can get to any about leadership for others, like in an organization, you have to want to be a leader. You have to want that job. You have to want it. And I do not want to work in mental health, and I never will. Bad experiences ran me out. But the good thing is about those bad experiences is that they make me a better songwriter and a better singer, because I can write about it. But also, you know, You know, if we want to be happy and we, you know, and to do things that, you know, do things that we want, then we are pretty much a leader. Leadership is about being happy and doing things that make us feel good and trying to make changes that are based on what we really want to do and that are positive and move forward. You know, the thing is that, which I learned, I had to move forward. You know, some things in the past was traumatic. You know, I lost somebody that turned out to be not who they were, and I had to let that relationship go because it was dysfunctional. I had to let it go, and I'm glad I did, but I can't think back 28 years or 10 years or whatever. I had to think about what's going on now. What's affecting me now? Because everything about the future and my well-being starts in the present, not the past. The past is over with forever. The past is gone. We don't have I don't have no control over the past. But I do have control over the present. And, you know, and I know that, you know, you can talk the talk. You can talk the talk as much as you can. But the most important thing is to walk the walk. So we can say this, but we got to do it in order to realize what is important. So move forward means I have to take care of myself, be present, and try to do what I can to be positive, to make one day at a take it one day at a time. You know, it's hard for to go for dreams, and that I want to make it in Hollywood, but I also have something to fall back on as a goal, as a possible goal, or whatever. But it's about moving forward. It's about making dreams come true. And I can truly be healthy and leading myself to where I want to go. And for you, if you have a dream, may it come true, whoever you are. Leadership, it starts within all of us because leaders really are doing things that make them happy. And moving forward starts in the present. Starts right now. It's not about just saying it. It's about doing it. And it's not easy to try to do what we say, you know, to say, oh, I'm going to be the next rock star, and that's what I really want to do. But I had to do things in order to make it happen, to make that dream come true. I had to come to L.A., I had to make demos, and I had to go sing, I had to be on compilation. I had to be in the music, I had to do things to make it come true. I can't just sit there and say, I'm going to do it, and it doesn't, you know, it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to come to me. I had to go to it. That's pretty much for 99% of the population. Going for dreams, whether it's a doctor, lawyer, business person, we have to go to get it. But one day at a time. Hopefully when I become, a successful musician making money at it or whatever I be doing, whatever happens, whatever. It's because, the truth is, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but, it's a fact. I'm going to make the best out of it by going for those dreams and being positive so I can have a bright future, and so can you. And that's all I have to say. I'm going to continue to go for the dream because I want my dream to come true. And so hopefully yours will come true too. Good day. Good night. I'm Dove Knight.